Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
So now that Taylor Swift may or may not be dating Travis Kelce, some activists are hoping that she's going to speak out against some of their Native American imagery for the Kansas City Chiefs. So a Native American activist named Rhonda Lavaldo, she's hoping that with Taylor's platform, she can eradicate the tomahawk chop, maybe even get them to rename the team name from Kansas City Chiefs to something else. And she says, we remain hopeful that an outside influence like Miss Swift could be an ally for us in moving the conversation forward on why the chop is a racist act. To us, that hand gesture is synchronized racism. We implore Miss Swift to take the time to understand our perspective and the scientific and psychological research into the harm to youth and communities caused by such behavior.
I mean, man, talk about the pressure. She just went to a game to root somebody on. Jeez. And now they're putting this on her shoulders?
Well, yeah, you can politicize anything. You can politicize anything, man. So if this is really your passion, so you're going to attach to it because now you feel like there's sort of room for discussion.
Uh-huh.
So, but that's a lot of pressure for her. You're right. Just showing up to a game. I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah, and I mean, by all means, pursue what you're passionate about and what you want to change. But I don't even know if guilt's the right word, but by forcing your interest onto somebody else and making it also their platform, it feels, and putting it in the media, it feels unfair to me.
I agree with you, and that's why I actually think this was just a way to get rooting for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, but some of his fans are not too happy with his choice of his new lady. So Travis's last two girlfriends have been black women. He dated a woman named Maya from his show Catching Kelce and a broadcast journalist / influencer named Kayla Nicole. Both gorgeous women, by the way. I was looking at his roster of women that he's dated. I was like, Travis, he's got a good lineup.
He's not a bad looking dude either.
He's an NFL player.
Yeah. And he makes a lot of money.
And for you. He's tall.
He's so tall.
I saw him standing next to Taylor Swift, and she's like 5'11". He's 6'5". He made her look so small. She would look like a small girl. Anyway, the Atlanta Black Star is reporting that some of Kelce's female fans are upset that he's now dating a white woman. A couple of the tweets said he had to go back to his roots. Another person said, let him have his vanilla bean. Let him have his vanilla bean. He is going to be a new song in 1 year. Watch for it.
I think it's ridiculous. You should be able to date whoever you want. Right. But I do think it's funny that he did change his look up depending on who he was dating.
Is that right?
Yes. When he was dating the black woman, he had earrings. He had the buzz cut. He had waves. He was like fresh to the nines. And he went back to the tough, thick mustache. It's funny.
The outfit that he was wearing out of the stadium, did you see that one? Like, it's almost like it was a white canvas and somebody had like thrown blue paint on it.
Yeah.
It has like a little bit of a tie-dye look to it.
Yeah.
Did it?
Yes.
Okay. It gave me a headache.
It was interesting.
I was like looking for, I thought it was a 3D painting. I was looking for something in it.
A dolphin to jump out at you.
He did look good though. I will say the man's got some swag. He always looks nice every time I see him photographed before his games. But I will say he has some major riz off the court because I heard a little rumor that he cleared out an entire restaurant just so he could have an after party for the game to, you know, entertain Miss Swift and his other teammates.
Here's the problem with that though is he didn't do it beforehand, so there were people in the restaurant, from what I understand. They kicked the people out of the restaurant eating.
They did pay for their meals.
Oh,
they're
did?
Listen, I know it's 8 p.m. We have a hard close. You got to get out of here, but everything's paid for.
And when you're dating somebody as high profile as Taylor Swift, your old interviews are going to come back to haunt you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he did a reality TV show, right, about dating?
Yeah. Well, there was an, I can't remember who it was for.
Is this the Watch What Happens Live one?
Yes.
So this one really rubbed me the wrong way. So Travis went on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen when he was doing promotion. I know. It really rubs me the wrong way. So he was doing promotion for Catching Kelsey, which was like his Bachelor style show. Not quite the same quality, but kind of the same thing. And Ramona Singer, who's one of the housewives, asked him something about when should a woman sleep with you when you're dating? And he said, if she doesn't sleep with me after 3 dates, I'm going to have some questions.
And there's certain favors that if he doesn't receive, he's going to kick you to the curb.
Yeah. Oh. Well, if I look as good as Travis Kelsey, I would expect it in the first 3 dates also.
You looking can expect
like this,
it.
Like, looking like this, I go for 3 years. He goes for 3 dates.
I don't know. It made me feel a little icky. But yeah, anyway, Tory Lanez, he's got a message for us from prison. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.